I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. Hey, friend. Today, I want to share a case study with you featuring one of our PaperCamp alums, Zeba Parker of Trayleaf. But before we dive in, I want to tell you about a free workshop that I'm hosting on February 18th at 10:30 Pacific time. This wholesale buying season has been really eye-opening. I've been in this industry for 17 years. I've worked with tens of thousands of brands. I've seen a lot of the same patterns show up again and again. And usually these patterns tie to missed opportunities or outdated strategies or just even small changes that we can make to enhance our sales. And I will say the market is changing. You know, things are happening in the economy and in the world, and that's affecting sales. And so we can't be using the same playbook. So in this free workshop, I'm going to be breaking down how to land consistent wholesale orders without over-relying on FAIR, without feeling like you need to discount your products all the time, and without using bad wholesale pitches. I'm going to show you what you should be doing, how you can optimize these things, and we're going to reshape some of your thinking and some of your action steps along the way. I'm also going to tell you about our upcoming PaperCamp program, and we will be opening for enrollment soon. So if you're interested in joining me for this free workshop, you can RSVP at prooftoproduct.com/RSVP. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/RSVP. Okay, let's talk about Zeba. If you have been listening to this podcast for a while, you may already be familiar with Zeba. Zeba has been on the show a couple times before. Once she was talking about the challenges of bringing a new product to life. And on her second episode, we talked about how she's leveraging funding to grow her business. Both very insightful, very detailed episodes. I will link both of those in the show notes so you can go back and listen. But Zeba is the founder of Trayleaf, a brand built around beautiful designed houseplant accessories. From the beginning, Zeba's products have always been thoughtful and functional and visually striking. And she had a real clear vision when she set out to create this brand. But like many product-based business owners, she kind of reached a crossroads. She had a lot of success with direct-to-consumer sales. She was also dabbling in wholesale. She was working with distributors. There was a lot going on and she was trying to figure out where to focus. So she came to PaperCamp to really hone in on what she could do to enhance wholesale. Before joining us in PaperCamp, she had fewer than 20 wholesale accounts. But again, she had traction on the direct-to-consumer side. She had a proof of concept. People liked her product. She just wasn't sure how to roll it out in a more meaningful way on the wholesale side of things. But after going through PaperCamp, things kind of shifted. Today, Trayleaf sells through hundreds of stores, both directly and also through distributors. The business didn't just grow. She scaled it very intentionally. When I asked Zeba what her biggest takeaway from PaperCamp was, her answer was immediate.
The devil is in the details. Even small things like incorrect MOQ or pricing can make the product not move or not sell at all.
Now, this happens all the time, not because a product isn't good or because, you know, the pricing isn't right, but because a brand's foundations aren't tight on the wholesale side of things. Small tweaks can lead to really big outcomes for folks. I see this all the time. Now, PaperCamp helped Zeba identify and really clean up a lot of those details before they turned into costly mistakes. So things like pricing and minimums and wholesale structure, those things quietly determine whether a product actually sells well or whether it stalls. Zeba also shared with me that without PaperCamp, she probably would have eventually learned these lessons on her own. Of course she would have, right? She's very resourceful. But it would have been more slowly and through trial and error is what she said. And that would be a cost of growth. She said she didn't want to do that. Instead, she wanted to move faster, move more confidently because she didn't want to be second guessing herself or the strategies she was utilizing. And she didn't want to waste time on trial and error. So she came to PaperCamp basically to get a clear framework. And then she put what she learned into action. When I asked what she'd say to somebody who's on the fence about joining PaperCamp, here is what she shared.
I would say that the investment is totally worth it. And the investment of time and money that you put in into PaperCamp, it pays off within a couple of months.
And then she added something that I think every product business owner needs to hear.
Just do it to strengthen the foundation of your business before you start scaling it.
Because growth, especially for wholesale, without a strong foundation, it doesn't feel good. It feels chaotic. It feels like you're reacting and responding to things as they come. It doesn't feel like a natural proactive flow to how you're running your business or how you're selling. Now, it's been 3 years since Ziba went through PaperCamp and Trayleaf continues to expand. When she joined, again, she had fewer than 20 SKUs. And today she has more than 65 different SKUs. It started just as wooden plant supports and it's grown into a broader line of plant accessories that include new formats, new materials. She's been 3D printing several designs in-house. It's really been cool to watch her growth. And that kind of expansion doesn't happen by accident. It happens when pricing and production and wholesale strategy are built to support the business growth and also when the founder is willing to execute. So again, I want to pause here and say this clearly. At Proof to Product, we will act as your guide. We will give you the roadmap. But Ziba put in the hard work to get these results. She paid attention to the details. She checked out her numbers. She tightened her foundations. And she truly implemented what she learned. And when she didn't know the answer to something, she spoke up and asked for feedback. So a huge congratulations to Ziba and the team at Trayleaf for all of their success, both on the D2C and the wholesale side. Be sure to check the show notes to follow her brand and explore their products. We have linked everything there in the show notes. But also, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, you know, I have great products, but wholesale feels confusing, or I don't want to make expensive mistakes as I grow wholesale, or I want my stronger foundations to be in place before I try to scale this thing, well, that is exactly why PaperCamp exists. You can join the waitlist at prooftoproduct.com/PaperCamp. We run this program twice a year, and the next round is coming soon. Also, don't forget to RSVP for my free workshop on February 18th. You can RSVP at prooftoproduct.com/RSVP. I hope you have a great rest of your day and thanks so much for listening.